What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. Do you know one of the most important elements to the success of your practice is how well you plan the future? You don't just let the future happen. You make it happen with a great plan. Well, today, a great coach, her name is Ariel Judé. She shows us how to not fail and do it the right way when it comes to strategic planning. Now, we're going to walk you through our process of how you do a SWOT analysis around being aligned, smart, and healthy. We're actually going to give you some tools on how to do it right. So please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. You know the jam around here. I have the coolest job in the world. You know what I get to do? I get to hang out with the coolest people who are experts. They're brilliant coaches, teachers, influencers in this great profession of ours called dentistry. And we get to share some great thoughts, best practices with you to help you improve your practice and your life. You know what a lot of dentists do is they fail to plan, and then you know what happens? You plan to fail, and then everything fails. And you're always like, well, I didn't really do a good job of planning. Well, today we're going to fix that with an amazing coach. Her name is Ariel Judé. And Ariel, I'm going to have you talk about this in a second. But Ariel, it's fascinating to me. Some people still don't know what we do. I'm like, we're coaches. And they're like, what does that mean? Like, we coach dental practices. So, you know, talk about this. You're an amazing coach. And what we do with dental practices that aren't necessarily broken is we make them better. How big of a deal is this? And why is this important?
Well, you'll see that this is extremely important, right? And you made a comment of like, you plan to fail. And it's like, well, does anyone really plan to fail? And by not having a plan in place, that's where we see those failures come into it. So it's, you're not intentionally, right? But it's an unintentional consequence. So with a lot of our teams, we start out with, okay, what is our plan? So that one, we all have the correct vision, right? We know where we're headed. And then also two is, as a coach, I can help facilitate and guide you through that plan. Because we know that running a business, especially in a dental office, right? There are day-to-day nuances, things come up, unexpected, right? Oh, and then don't forget the patients, right? And the team members. And it's like, this is a lot to manage. So having that coach to say, okay, this is the plan that we put in place. These were your goals. These were your outcomes. How do we continue to stay focused on that is going to help really kind of, instead of reacting to that day-to-day chaos, is going to help build the thriving, profitable, and fulfilling business. Like I said, you may not necessarily be broken, but we all know that there's areas of opportunity. And when we're stuck in survival mode, it gets overwhelming. And that's where the burnout comes in. It's that exhaustion comes in. And it's just not as exciting as it once was.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I'll say this about Dennis. I completely agree with you, Ariel. You know, 31 years of doing this, I have found dentists do a better job of planning vacations than they do their business. Like they'll tell me about every detail, what they're going to do, what day, but they won't spend the same amount of time planning success for their business. And that's crazy to me. Could you imagine if you're a dentist who does really comprehensive work, patient comes in and you didn't do treatment plan. You're like, no, I got this. You know, we're just going to go to work on these things. That's silly. Or worse yet, let's say you and your significant other decide to build a home, but you don't have a blueprint. You're just like, we're just going to get started. We're going to clear these trees. No, like It starts with a good plan and sticking to it. And the challenge is too, dentistry, one of the downsides of dentistry, there's so many moving parts. There's so many moving pieces. There's so many specific things that have to happen that it is in your best interest to stop, plan, and do it better. And I'll give you the outcome when you do it well. And we're going to show you how to do this. This is really important. The average dentist in the United States, according to the ADA, works 220 days a year. Now, we're finding people this year that are working 240, 245 days a year, and their only plan is, I gotta hustle. That's not a good plan. When you do this right, we're going to walk you through this framework. You can actually take that 220 down to 210, down to 200, down to 190, down to 180, and you can make more money and be less stressed without adding more doctors, more operatories, more locations. Is that true, Ariel?
Absolutely. And we see that with most of our teams that come in, right, that aren't already working that 180, right, that start at that 220 or above. It's like, how do I do this? Can I do it? And the first thing we said is, well, let's plan for it, right? Because it's not going to just happen. Right. It's like manifesting is this big concept, right? And just because we say we want something doesn't mean that it's going to happen, right? Part of that is, okay, how can I do this? And with the doctors, right, and the dentists and the teams, is without that plan, things are gonna fall through the cracks, right? Dentists went to school to be dentists, right? And so they're not going to necessarily think about, when do I work on the business instead of in the business? And that's when, right, is they take it home, they're doing it after hours. It's like, that's not what we want for you, right? So we want to do it. And I also want to like give hope that even if you're like, hey, I'm not a planner, right? I've always gone this way. I'm a kind of a go with the flow kind of person. That's great, because that definitely comes in handy as well, right? But planning is not as hard as you think.
Right.
There's a strategic process for it. And you don't necessarily need a coach to do it. Coaches definitely make it easier, right? Because we can help provide the tools. But hopefully after listening today, that you'll at least have somewhere to start so that you can start taking control over your time, your finances, your team development, right? So that you can move your practice towards long-term success and get out of that day-to-day grind, right? Get off of that hamster wheel that sometimes you feel like you just get stuck in.
Amen. So well said. Where do we start, Ariel? Take us through this.
Well, the first is a tool, right, that a lot of people have heard about and is understand is a SWOT analysis. And what we have done is we've created a tool that helps you really think clear about the three pillars of success in your business. And we believe that the three pillars are aligned, smart, and healthy. Right? So aligned are, do we know the vision? Do we know where we're headed? Does my team know my vision? Do they know the plan to get there? Right? Are we smart about it? Do we have the best practices, the systems and processes in place to be able to achieve that vision? And then healthy is, right, do we have that team culture? Do we have the right people in the right seats to be able to process and run those systems so that we can achieve that vision, right? And a successful business and a successful dental office is going to have all three. You cannot have one without the others, right? And you want to make sure that they're all pretty even because, right, we can all know the vision but don't know how to get there, right? We can love each other and get along, but we don't necessarily have the best systems. So we need a good mix. So we've created this tool that says, okay, let me look into these different areas and see, okay, what do I do well? Where are my strengths? And this is an important part that sometimes we skip when we're making a plan, because you want to know, what are we doing well? Let's keep doing those things. Don't overlook what we're already good at and what our strengths of our team are. What sometimes we do is skip straight to where are the weaknesses, right? Where are the areas of opportunities? And without doing the strengths, now it just feels negative, right? It's like there's a balance, right? We're doing some things well. We're doing some things that are not so well and have areas of opportunity. Can we take those weaknesses and say, okay, how can I help improve these? Right? Are there hidden opportunities in our business that maybe we're not utilizing? Do some of our team members have skill sets, right? Are there Do we have technology in our office that we're not utilizing to the best of its ability, right? Did you take a CE course last year, right? And you haven't fully implemented that learnings yet, right? And then also the last part of the SWOT analysis is thinking about the threats. What are from outside in could put us at risk, right? And not necessarily just, you know, of going out of business, right? Of not meeting our financial goals, but even what are some of the risks internally that could stop us from achieving some of these goals? Yeah. It could be lack of time, right? It could be lack of education on some of our team members' parts, all of those, but we need to call them out in order to say, okay, now what do I need to do to move forward from this?
Yeah. And so when you look at the acronym, which is SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, it's really good. Now we have a tool for this, and typically how we use it and a lot of our offices that we coach use it are just take some time, some thoughtful time, and actually fill in those boxes like strengths. What are some of the strengths that you have? And you're going to find that there's a lot. You're right, Ariel, because a lot of times dentists think in terms of exceptions. They think in terms of weaknesses or things they're upset with. And we don't spend any time talking about the things that we're good at. So the strengths could be our team, could be our skills, could be the fact that we have so many patients, relationship, we're positioned really well in the community, blah, blah, blah. You can go on and on and on. Weaknesses include, like, I'll go there. Like, one of my weaknesses is follow through. I'm the worst on the planet at finishing a task. So you got to be able to call those things out as a leader, as a team. And typically that was a regular weakness for us, so that we have to have countermeasures for that. There's opportunities. I would say most of the offices that come to us, they're comprehensive. They're committed to really creating great work, but they've got opportunities everywhere. And even when we do a practice assessment, let's just call Perio, people say, our practice, we're so committed to comprehensive care, but their perio numbers are at the bottom. And I'm like, wow. Well, and not to feel bad about that, but it's good to see where the truth is, because there's a huge opportunity. You can see somebody go from 3% perio to 14% perio in one quarter or two quarters. You can see its ripple effect on the rest of the practice. That's an opportunity. And then threats. Threats are everywhere. We don't think they exist, but they could exist. I mean, if you're participating with way too many PPOs and you don't know your write-offs and you don't know how big they are in your practice, that's a monster threat, because you actually don't have any control on your future. Somebody else does. So if you do this well, you can see exactly where to start and what to work on quarter over quarter. Am I on track here, Ariel?
Absolutely, right? And like you said, is just take it from a big picture and then bring it in, start narrowing it in, right? Because some people are like, there's no way, you've just given me too wide of a picture. Others, right, have to start at the 50,000 foot and bring it in. So whatever works for you, but take that SWOT analysis and then start going into those pillars that we talked about, right? So in the aligned section, right? What are the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities? So you want to do it for each pillar, you know, and some of the things you want to think about in the alignment is, do we have strong communication rhythms? And I don't mean, do we have good communication in the hall, right? In between patients. Strong communication rhythms would include weekly meetings, leadership alignment time, right? Ensuring, you know, do we have the huddles? Do we have times for team member check-ins? Right? Those are going to be areas of opportunity so that everyone can learn and know the vision and how do we get there.
Yeah. Can right? I just speak on the alignment piece?
Now, absolutely.
I could not agree more. And now doing this so many years, I fully realize how important alignment is. We say here, misalignment is the root of all evil. I mean, if you look at anything that's gone bad in business with a patient, with a team member, it usually starts with misalignment. And what that means for us and what it means for you too is you and I don't have to agree. Ariel, even you and I, we don't need to agree, but we do need to be aligned if we're working together in a cause. And I think as a leader, you can get everybody aligned, whether you have four people or 40 or 400, you get them all aligned, you will notice the power of that organization. They don't have to be robots, but they've got to be completely aligned on what we're doing, how we're doing it. And a lot of that goes back to the communication. So you might think, well, I don't do team meetings because they suck. No, you suck at team meetings. And I'm sorry to say that. But like, you know, I hope nobody heard that the wrong way. But like, if your team meetings are not good, it means you're not good at them and you have to get good at them. And so those are great opportunities to get super aligned with everybody on your team. People don't have to be high-fiving, smiling, hugging during those meetings. That comes as a result of being razor aligned around a cause. But I'll tell you, just even here, our meetings, it's so much fun to watch a meeting run like it should, on time, about the things that matter, then cascading the information to the next meeting. And so as a leader here, one of the things I do is I spend my week aligning with other leaders, just making sure we're on the same page. Because any crack between me and another leader, it blinds everybody else in the team. So that's an opportunity you have as a dentist and as a team. And so this is an important piece of the SWOT analysis around aligned. Anything else you'd add about aligned before we go to SMART?
I'd say with the aligned, right, and thinking about, okay, what are some examples, is go back to those strengths too. We do see a lot of teams that have really good morning huddles, right? We can make our day flow well. We're talking about good patient care. But then some of the weaknesses, like you said, is some of those team meetings, and in a similar version, maybe a little nicer, is like, if you feel like meetings are a waste of time, it's not the meeting that's a waste of time, right? It's what we're doing in those meetings. Right. Right. So if they're only meeting monthly and you don't feel like you're making any progress is made, that's an area of opportunity. And if you've been following us for a while, you know that monthly is just not enough. That it's too much time in between. Right. We're all human. That's just not enough accountability. Right. It's too long. We get into that day to day. So look through all of those communication rhythms and see, does my team know the vision? If not, how can I help better communicate that? So then you know, okay, we know the vision. Now, how do we get there? You're going to do the same thing and go into that SMART section, right? What are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? Do we have some opportunities and threats, right? And these are going to be all processes, systems. You know, my biggest question to new teams is, are you tracking KPIs, right? Do you know what your key performance indicators are so that we know which systems and processes are working? Then I ask, right, is do we have systems and processes in place and are they documented? Once they're documented, then is our team following them? Right? Right. It's a huge area. And just from those three questions, you'll find an area of opportunity, a strength, weakness. And then you'll really have to think, okay, what are my threats to stopping me from being able to implement some of these?
Yeah, I want to go back to something you said, because a lot of people listening to the podcast may have like gone, oh, Ariel, here she goes again with her weekly team meetings type of a thing. I'm telling you right now, as many years I've been doing this, it's counterintuitive. If you're a dentist listening to this, I'm going to make you a deal. And here's the deal. If you work 32 clinical hours a week, I'm going to challenge you. Go to 30, meaning you're going to take 2 hours a week, either on a Tuesday morning or a Wednesday morning. Yes, it will not be patient facing. And here's the caveat. Run an amazing 2-hour meeting every single week at the beginning of Tuesday or Wednesday. Here's my promise. You'll produce more. People will be less stressed. People will feel like they know what's going on, and your culture will get better. I know you think I'm crazy, but the truth is it works every single time. The challenge is most dentists don't commit to it. They don't believe in it. They think prepping a tooth would be a better investment of time. And, you know, it becomes a reality in their lives. And so it becomes the opportunity that you're constantly aligning this thing that has so many pieces. I tell dentists all the time when they struggle with this whole thing, on the alignment part of the SWOT analysis, is like, I don't know if I should do a 2-hour meeting. Like, not doing a 2-hour meeting is the equivalent of not doing airplane maintenance on the ground. You're doing it in the air. You have to land the plane, improve how it operates, then fly it. You don't fix it in the air or in a flyby. So these are things that you'll uncover in the SWOT analysis, and many of them will be limitations on your beliefs. You're thinking, I can't do that. Well, we can't do that. Well, that's why you get a coach. So where else do we go with this, Ariel?
I want to add on to the you will not lose production. So I just got off a quarterly planning meeting with a team. It's their first quarter after implementing them. They were like, why? How? Are you sure? They had a 15% increase in their production by having these 2 hour and including these 2 hour meetings. And then we just had our quarterly planning session, right? So that's another 4 hours that they've taken from patient care to put into practice care. Yeah. And I tell all my teams to look at the professional athletes. They still practice, right? You don't tell them, okay, hey, your next at bat or your next play, try this and see if it works. Right. They solidify that at practice so that you can work smarter and not harder. And that's where it comes into. And your team members will appreciate the dedicated time for it. And during that time is also when you're going to be able to really pinpoint and look at these systems and track these KPIs. Right. You're like, well, when am I supposed to do all of this? You have to do it during this dedicated time. When am I supposed to create this system, dive deeper into the metrics, provide team CE training, right? This is where we can really help our team become smarter. So it could be an area of opportunity during those meetings to say, hey, this is something that I want to focus on this quarter. We all did this CE. We didn't really implement it. Let's go back and see what stopped us. What can we do better this time so that we can really be driving the practice forward?
Yeah, I think anybody listening to this podcast, you would agree, like, I care about my team. I want to work with them. I want them to improve. Well, easier said than done. What you do either screams you care or don't care. And what Ariel's talking about, and I'm specifically going back to the two-hour team meeting, is it's 2 hours dedicated before patient time. Your team members, number one, will love that they're getting paid during that time. Yes, getting paid during that time. Where it's not patient facing, they're running from operatory to op, but you have clear mind. You are coming in with a cup of coffee and you're stressed because you're thinking, I could be prepping teeth right now, but we're going to be committed to helping each other before we see patients. Here's my question to you. Do patients come first in your life or do team members come first in your life? Both of those have circumstances. And when you set it up this way, do the SWOT analysis and commit to that time, now you can track those KPIs that Ariel's talking about. You can document process. Actually, what you're doing is you're fixing your practice in real time every week and you get to leave on time. Think about that. You're fixing your practice and you're fixing problems before they happen, when they're happening, as they're happening, and you get to go home on time. Nobody can do good work after hours. So it's really good stuff. You got to be able to track these KPIs and share the learning around them. And dentistry is constantly evolving. There's new things, new processes, new AI, new CE. Where are you going to implement those things other than this opportunity to align and get smart? So what else am I leaving out, Ariel?
Well, the last part of the pillars, right, is the healthy section. And like you said, right, if you say you care, right, if you have these, right, do you have these core values? Does your team know them? Do they show up? Are all of our decisions supporting those core values? Or are there some of the things that we say, yeah, that's a core value, but we're doing this, right? So we have to really look at the SWOT analysis and say, so are we really living those core values or are they just, you know, written on a wall or maybe we communicated them to the team one time, but we couldn't really name them if we wanted to, you know, and yeah, my team embodies them, but we don't really celebrate them, right? So that's an area of opportunity. On the other side is maybe you have great core values and your team does embody them, you live them. Then my next question would be is, do your patients know your core values?
Right.
Do we communicate the why we do things, right? And it all comes back to those, you know, and having that patient communication, because a threat to healthy culture is that hiring's hard. So if we lose our team members, it's tough. And especially right now, a lot of our teams are looking for really good team members. So we know that we have to have that healthy culture, one, to keep our good team members, and then two, when we are bringing team members in, they're going to want to stay. They're going to want to join our team because of these combined values. And like you said, we don't have to be best friends. We don't have to be, you know, going out to happy hours or hanging out on the weekends or hugging each other, hello and goodbye. But do we all respect each other? Do we all know our roles and responsibilities? Do we all have those similar values and working towards that common goal?
Yeah. And it's so important to go through this process too, because how you see the practice, I can assure you, is not how your team members see the practice. They see it completely different. You might be thinking, I don't need to do a SWOT analysis. We're good on that. And we need to go in this direction. And you're missing an incredible opportunity to get everybody's buy-in on this process. You know, 61% or more of dentists in the United States today say the number one challenge they will have for the rest of their career is finding, keeping, growing great people. And when you take the time to do this, you're making a huge statement that your opinion matters here and your thoughts are welcome. And we're going to work together on improving this quarter over quarter. The cool thing about this, because I love it so much, is that it's a tool. And if you use the tool over and over again, as your practice evolves, it'll constantly expose weaknesses, opportunities, threats, and your threats are going to be different 3 years from now than they are today. So here's one of my questions. Ariel, once I get all this done, what do I do next?
Well, take a breath, right? Because you're still probably focusing on, oh, we have a lot of areas of opportunity. And now, especially if you guys are in the visionary, right? And you're the ideas team members like Kirk, right? You're probably thinking like, oh, we can do all of this, right? And I want to implement this and I want to do this, is make a plan for it, right? This is where it comes back full circle, is what are the most impactful areas that we want to focus on and to improve, and not necessarily just going down the list, right? We want to really look at what would be a successful outcome if I were to achieve this in the next year, right? And the outcomes are more of the super high level, the feeling, like what I want to achieve, right? Sometimes it's, hey, I just don't want to feel like this. I want my days to be profitable, but predictable, right? I want them to run smoother, but I want to work less days and I still want to go ahead and increase that profitability. Those are some outcomes, right? They don't necessarily speak to how it will happen, but by doing that, you can see, okay, I know where I want to go. So starting that plan with the vision, so then you can turn those into some goals of say, okay, now I want to feel confident that my business is profitable and we're using the data and not the feelings to make decisions. Now I'm going to say, okay, well, how will that happen? Right. And we're going to say, okay, you know, what I'll do is by the end of this year, I'm going to select my top, you know, 10 to 12 key performance indicators to track. We're going to report them weekly at our team meetings. And then I'm going to understand that my team members understand which KPIs are measuring and why they're important and how, if we improve these, how our patients' health will improve, right? So then now we said, okay, I want to feel this. Now this is what I do. And then we can start breaking them down, like you said, is quarter by quarter, because it's very hard to look at a year goal and say, okay, now what? But you have to start high altitude and then bring it down to say, okay, now this quarter, we're going to focus on this, right? We'll focus on this and make it in more bite-sized, manageable strategies so that you're not overwhelmed with just these areas of opportunity that you found in your SWOT analysis.
Yeah, absolutely love it. If you've listened to the podcast before, you've heard the term OGT, outcomes, goals, targets. We actually got that from our coach. And it's been transformational because I used to set goals, but they were numbers. I used to say, oh, we're going to go from this number to this number. So if you're a dentist listening, you're like, well, we do 3 million this year. We're going to do 4 million. That's what's called a target. That's not a goal. You know, an outcome would be, I am going to turn 56 this year. I want to take more time off and I want to make more money and I want to feel better and I want less stress and I want us all working together and I want to enjoy coming to work. You know, goals would be like, I'm going to organize the practice week over week. I'm going to get a coach. We're going to do this. I want this place to be better and we're going to be you know, measuring the KPIs that matter. Then the targets would be the actual numbers themselves. This month, our production will be this, collections will be this, write-offs will be this, true profit will be this, perio will be this, and you get everybody involved. You'll be amazed. I mean, absolutely amazed how much easier it is to do it that way. Because doing it the old way, I would have team members look at me and go, what is that going to do for us if we improve all of our revenue? You know, is that really going to make you any happier? And my question would be the same to you. You know, what we're really trying to point out here is that running an amazing practice that's aligned, smart, and healthy requires thought. Now, here's the cool part. You don't have to design anything. We've already designed it for you. You just have to do the exercise of the tools, and you can break them down quarter over quarter. So we'll talk about the tools in a second, but Ariel, give us some final takeaways on this process.
Well, like you said, right, is using the tool, because you can't fix what you don't see, right? Or what we're turning the blind eye to, right? I mean, I put the clutter in the closet and I close the door. It's still there, but I can't fix it, right? So it's having a clear, honest assessment of what are we doing really well? Like I said, start with those strengths, because I don't want you to forget about them or even stop doing some of them. Then look at those weaknesses, opportunities, and be realistic about threats that could help us or hinder us from achieving those goals, right? And planning leadership, right, is a necessity if you want to truly move your practice forward. So you have to take the time to clarify your vision and your goals, so that way you can lead it with intention instead of just reacting on the day to day and putting out all of those fires.
Yeah, I love it.
Absolutely. And Kirk, I think you were right. I was like, you were one to say, like, you used to just put out fires all of the time. But did you feel like you were really making good progress?
No, I built a life. I'm not proud of this, but I built a life as an entrepreneur living on the cortisol of putting out fire after fire. I felt accomplished. I felt like a sense of accomplishment, like that was a huge challenge. Put that fire out. What I realize now was that it was not a healthy way to live. And so when you follow a structured process, and we've worked with thousands of practices, so we're not making this stuff up. Like, you can actually go through this process, you can plan, and it's quite predictable. Let me say one thing about DSOs. We're huge fans of independent practices, private practice, independent entrepreneurs that do this. You know why DSOs are descending on dentistry? Because they can do the same process for an independent practice and remove the entrepreneur, and they can make these things wildly predictable. Dentistry is the greatest profession ever, because if you plan correctly, you can actually year over year improve your practice, improve your life by just doing a few simple things. We want you to stay independent. We want you to grow your own practice. And you can do it by planning really well. One other thing I always share, Ariel, is I always used to do my strategic planning on December 27th after I felt so miserable from Christmas. I'm like, you know what? I'm miserable. This year was a good year, but next year's going to be amazing. And I'd spent the 27th, 28th planning and roll out my plan and deliver to my team on the 3rd. And man, they didn't love that. So if you're looking for an opportunity, here's what's really cool. I'm going to give you a couple things. We want to be helpful in dentistry. We actually have our To the Top Study Club coming up in October. If you flip up to the show notes, you're going to see there's a couple dates there. You can come as our guest. We'll take you through the entire process. If you have a partner, bring your partner. We will walk you through the entire strategic planning process. Now notice, I said it was October. You'll have your plan done before December even starts. You can be aligned with the other people in your practice. And you know what? You can come for free. I did say that. As my guest. If you don't love it, you don't have to stay, but we give people what's called the golden ticket. We believe in it so much, you can come, check it out. You don't love it, you don't have to stay. You can keep all the materials. You can even keep your plan, and we'll even feed you. So how cool is that? We also have another tool back in the BPA. It's called the SWOT analysis tool. It's the tool that Ariel was talking, SWOT analysis tool. It's back in the premium section, but it actually walks you through step-by-step how to do a SWOT analysis around those three elements: aligned, smart, healthy. Just do the process include your team. You'll be amazed by what they point out and what you see in that exercise. And lastly, we have the OGT tool, which is the outcomes, goals, target, which is the final element of that, is where you take everything from the SWOT analysis. Then you just plug it right in the OGT tool, and there's your plan for all of 2026. So you can check that out back in the BPA. And if you're just struggling altogether, we don't want you to struggle. You can raise your hand. We're here to help you. You can contact Courtney on our team to learn more about ACT, and we'll push you in the right direction. So Ariel, thank you so much for being on. That was awesome.
Absolutely. I love talking about planning. It's one of my strengths and specialties.
You are amazing at that. And so I hope if you're listening, you took some good notes or mental notes on this. This stuff works. It absolutely works. And if you need help, we are here to help you. So make sure you guys check out the BPA. There's plenty of resources back there, and we're continuing to add to them. So be on the lookout. So if you weren't taking notes today, we took notes for you. Check out the show notes. All of those things we mentioned are links in the show notes. And until we see you guys next time, or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it, so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word, and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.